You're listening to our dad, Mike Moore, on the Mike Moore Show on
1210
KOKK.
Well, you are now.
That's right. They are listening. I didn't make my girls liars. They're telling the truth, man. You're listening to me now. I'm here.
It just, you know, that just hit me like 3 seconds. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
News Director Zach Nelson, and that is the actual state's attorney in Beadle County, Mike Moore. I'm going to have fun with you on this.
I know. I'm never going to live this down. It's going to be ugly. And I deserve it for being late. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, one of the things that I didn't mention at the top of the program, for obvious reasons, we're live here today, and we will certainly be more than happy to. The bosses are a little concerned about us taking phone calls live, but we both have our phones, and if you've got social media accounts, we would love to actually hear from you. If you've got a question to ask Mike other than how well he slept, you can ask how well he slept, too. That would be kind of fun. You can message us on Facebook at the Performance Radio News page on Facebook, or myself on Twitter at Zach Nelson Radio, also at PR News Huron, which we got 20 new Twitter followers after the weather the other night, so that was kind of nice.
Nice.
And, of course, now, do you get your email in your phone?
I do. I get my email in my phone. And
do you get a notification when you get email in your phone? So, like, if somebody sent you an email right now, you'd know it, and then you could ask the question off your email?
I would have to. I have to request it on my phone, but I can change the setting. I'll change the setting.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I don't want to say let's give them your email address, and then we don't answer their question because you don't know you got
right.
an email.
I'll check it.
But you do have Twitter.
I do have Twitter. I'm still at NDAA Prez, even though I'm not the Prez anymore.
See, and I was going to ask you about that, too.
I'm out.
But obviously...
I'm out.
You weren't...
We skipping that part?
No, we'll talk about it.
All right.
We'll talk about
but
it.
But yeah, I'm at Twitter at NDA Prez.
So what happens with that now? Don't you have to give that up, or are you just going to change it to...
I don't know. I should probably change it to something.
Because what if the new president...
Will I lose my followers if I change it?
Shouldn't.
Because now I'm actually... My official title is chairman of the board now, so I could be NDA... Chairman of the board, but this doesn't sound as good as NDA Prez.
Well, you might want to talk to the NDA folks and see what they have to say about that, and go from there.
I'll ask them.
Leave the Prez. You can have the other guy be like Prez, right. (1).
The new guy isn't really a social media person, so I could cover for him. He could assign me to be the Twitter guy at NDA
Prez. You could
be
like the PR, like the PIO guy.
I just put his picture on the account and keep going.
Okay. Let's get into some actual content for the program. And, you know, normally, Mike, we recap and just kind of get caught up on things before we get into a main topic. This is more of a potpourri show this month. But, yeah, let's talk about that. You were out in New York recently for the big summer convention of the National District Attorneys Association. And your term as president, as you alluded to now, is up.
That's right. It was up. That was actually in Chicago last week. I was in New York earlier in the summer. For meetings and business, but I was in Chicago last week to pass the gavel to William Fitzpatrick from Syracuse.
So talk a little bit just about that convention in Chicago and good stuff. I saw a couple of the tweets. It sounded like there were some interesting things being discussed.
Yeah, it was a summit. You know, we kind of our summer conference attendance had been declining over the last few years, so one of my goals was to try to get that back up. And so we changed the name from Summer Conference to Summit, and the title of the summit was Prosecution Integrity. Kind of going around the country this year, prosecutors are under attack, grand jury systems under attack. You know, the theory out there is we're locking too many people up, we're convicting people that aren't guilty. I mean, and all that I think is attack on prosecutors. So we decided to let's talk about it, let's talk about the facts. So we had people there to talk about the facts. We invited the other side, too. We had Barry Scheck from the Innocence Project there and just to talk about what we're doing and how prosecutors are doing these things to try to get it right and to make sure that we're locking up the right people and not locking up the wrong people. And that was our goal. And it actually turned out really well. Probably one of my best accomplishments is we more than doubled our attendance from the previous year. So that was my goal, and it was at least one of my goals that we accomplished.
What was the biggest takeaway for you from this last year outside of just getting the attendance up amongst your peer group, but on the greater good for prosecutors across the country. I mean, what was your biggest takeaway from the, not only the past year, but from the summit?
Well, I think the thing that people don't realize is a lot of things that the current administration are talking about, Department of Justice are talking about, prosecutors have been doing that for years. My friend Charles Hines, Joe Hines from Brooklyn, New York, he's the first person that started a reentry program. And now that's kind of the buzzword. All these, they want to do these reentry programs. He started a drug court there 25 years ago. I mean, we just started ours this month. He started one 25 years ago, a drug court, and that was done by a prosecutor. So that was one of the things that I learned throughout this year is that prosecutors have been doing this. We've been doing diversion programs. We've been doing reentry programs. We've been doing helping people get jobs. One of the prosecutors there was from Wilmington, North Carolina, talking about a project he'd been doing where he meets with community members, involves companies that come in, and they hire the individuals that either have gone to prison or that have been sentenced for things, and to get them back on the right track. And there's been good success. I mean, the reality of it is people commit crimes for various reasons. One of the big reasons is that they don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of, you know, outlook on life. And if you give them a job and they get a decent job and they're well paid and they go and they show up, they're not going to commit many crimes. So prosecutors across this country have known that for years and have been integral in getting that started. And really, we get no credit for that. You know, President Obama's talking about all these initiatives he wants to start. We've been doing them for 30 years. And that's what we talked about at the conference, you know. And then recently the Innocence Project, you know, wants these conviction integrity units and things like that. Well, prosecutors have been doing that for years too. I mean, we've been doing all this stuff. We want to get it right. We don't want to get it wrong. We want to give people a chance that deserve it. We don't want to slap somebody with a felony record that doesn't deserve it. And that's really the aspect that I got from all these prosecutors that came together. We talked about that. We talked about programs that we could use, and one of the programs I'm going to look at doing here is a kind of a reentry program for our area. Now, obviously, those areas are bigger and have a lot more people, but we do have people that come back from the penitentiary to Huron, and they struggle. Some we get revoked, some get charged with new crimes, and if there's something that I can do as the prosecutor to bring the resources that I have to help those individuals not commit new crimes, I'm going to do that. And I have some ideas about how that's going to happen, and hopefully over the next 6 months I'll be able to get that started and have a reentry program here to the extent that we can do that here in Beadle County. It's not going to cost anybody any money. It's just going to be I'm going to get a group of community people together and say, hey, let's try this. I'll talk to the turkey plant, LSI, you know, and say, hey, let's get together and talk about this. I'll meet with the people that come back from parole, talk to them about what's expected of them, and help them get jobs and get reacquainted with their life here, and so they don't commit more crimes.
In those instances, if they lose the job through somehow, are there then penalties to that? I mean, is there some accountability for these people? If you're setting them up with, you know, employment and a way to get back on their feet, if they fall back into their own ways, I would imagine you're not just going to let them slide, I would hope.
No, right. They would be accountable for that. They're on parole. They're being watched by their parole agent who works for the Department of Corrections, and I just want to work with him to help him with the resources that I can have and hopefully keep these individuals out of trouble, get them good jobs, get them on the right track, because that's what everybody wants, is everybody to be a productive member of society. If you're committing crimes, you're not. So let's prevent it before it happens, and I think that's one way we can do it.
Do you see something like that being a high-intensity program similar to the drug court where, you know, there's drug tests three times a week and you're always in contact with somebody from the drug court? Do you foresee either, you know, possibly additional people working with the parole system to make sure these people are staying with it and showing up on time to work and that sort of thing?
Well, I think ultimately it could come to that. You know, we do have a parole agent here. He's busy. He has a lot of parolees that he's watching. They do have to take random testing, random searches. I mean, he does all that now. It's just that maybe I can get with him, and I haven't even talked to him about this, but I can help him where he needs help. And I think one of the areas that we can help is have a group meeting and talk to them, explain, have them come in and meet me, have them meet my deputy, have them meet the police department, the sheriff's office, talk about what we do, what's expected, let them know that, hey, we are watching them. And if you do something, here's what's going to happen. But we're also here to help you. We're not here just to get you in trouble. We're also here to help you. So if you have something going on, feel like you can call one of us or talk to one of us. And we can help you with this transition back to being a law-abiding citizen and being a productive member of society. And if there's anything and that's one of the things I learned at the conference, is if there's anything that, you know, generally speaking, and a lot of prosecutors still think this, that our job is to prosecute people that break the law. And that's primarily our job. But I think that after talking to a lot of people, Dan Connolly from Boston and Joe Hines and Jackie Lacey, those big offices, Mike Freeman from Minneapolis, I think that our role can be bigger. I mean, we have resources. We're members of the community. We can maybe bring some resources to these individuals that they wouldn't otherwise have. And I think that's my obligation as the elected DA. I mean, if I can prevent any crime from happening, haven't I done a much better job than just sitting back and prosecuting the guy after he's hurt somebody or done something that might have hurt somebody or broken a law that, you know, a drug offense or something? If I can prevent that from happening, I think, you know, I've done probably a better thing than convicting them after the fact.
I want to continue this after the break. You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.